on the Dahlford AD in the morning show. District 89 representative and House Minority Leader Tony McCombe. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm feeling pretty good. I was worried because my daughter and her fiance have a little golden retriever puppy. We have two white cream. Well, you know Bentley. I think you met him when he was a puppy. Well, then we have yes. His little sister is 2 years younger. We have her. And then now our daughter just got a red retriever. I think they call them Canadian ones. And anyway, we kept him last week and it was a complete nightmare. I slept for 10 minutes. It was the first time he'd ever stayed over. She didn't bring him any food, so he ate our dog's food, so he got sick. It was rough ski. Well, we figured his stuff out a little bit. He stayed the night last night and slept all through the night. We had everything prepared this time, though. We did it better. We got smarter, and things went better. I wish Illinois would just follow the same suit, Tony McCombe.
Well, and I wish we'd have puppies on the floor. If we're going to be up till 6 o'clock in the morning, I'd like to have a little puppy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that should be fair. That should be fair. Before we get into the brunt of it, the important thing is her puppy as big as your puppy was? Because that thing was a monster.
Well, so Bentley's abnormally large. He's actually in here with me today. Hopefully I don't hurt his feelings. But he's a big boy. He's bigger than his dad and his grandpa by 10, 15 pounds. He's just, he's the large one of the litter, if you will. I think he might be the largest one they've ever had. And so he's just big by nature. He's 15 or 20 pounds less or more or heavier than our girl dog. But the girl dog is 50 pounds fiercer. And so she always drags him around and beats on him and stuff. And he just gets annoyed. The puppy, I would say, is probably going to be, he's a little more normal size. He's not extra large or anything. He's getting to be, I think he's already up to 25 pounds, but I don't think he'll be as big as Bentley. Bentley is just abnormal.
Yeah, big dog. All right.
Big
fur
retriever.
You want to dig it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's start with the thing that's closest to my heart, the Chicago Bears. I'm curious as to why nothing even got close to being done. And also, was there any discussion of what they're going to charge the Bears for using the name Chicago if they move to Indiana? Because I'm sure Illinois is going to tax them on it.
Oh, I'm sure they would. Well, it's really unfortunate. The Democrats have the supermajority in the House and in the Senate, have all the constitutional officers, and have a Chicago mayor, and still could not get this done. So as you remember, we sent over a mega project bill that really didn't do much for the Bears at all, but it certainly gave some avenues that it needed to be cleaned up. That would have been a way to do it. It needed to have some property tax language changes in it to protect property taxpayers. That wasn't even taken up. And then in the final hours, the Senate, roughly I think it was around 3-ish, 3 a.m., passed over a sports authority budget or a bill that I think would have been, I haven't heard from the Bears yet, but I think it would have been that property tax certainty that they were looking for. So much more would have had to happen locally to still get the bill done, but that's not up to us. That's up to the locals. But the House Dems blamed it on the House or the Senate Dems, saying you didn't give us enough time. And it was just this back and forth blame game. To be honest, this should not be this hard. You put the Senate, put the House, put Chicago, put the Bears, put them all into a room and figure this out. It is really not that difficult. Oftentimes when you write a bill, and I'm going to simplify it, but this is literally how simple it is. You write a bill, you send it over to the advocates, and the advocates say, this works, this doesn't work, this is our suggestion. You come back, you tweak it the way you think is fit so you're not losing the value of the actual legislation. You send it back again. They say, yay, nay, or here's some more tweaks. I don't know why they're making this hard. The only thing I can think of is that they don't care that the Bears stay or go in Chicago.
That's how I feel. That's how it feels for Joe Sixpacks like me.
Well, actions speak louder than words, and that's what I'm seeing. It should not be that hard.
Yeah. They don't really care.
Hell, I'd be more than happy to put our team together. We have Brad Stevens. He's on my leadership team. He's also mayor of Rosemont. He is awesome. He does mega project stuff. He knows how to write pilot legislation for communities. I mean, let's bring me in, Coach. Bring me in, and we can get this done.
Yeah. Well, you're on the wrong side, Tony McCombie, at least in the state of Illinois, as far as they see it. Yeah, I've heard all kinds of crazy rumors, like how this all played out. I mean, obviously, we've seen the governor throw the mayor of Chicago under the bus here recently. I've heard that the mayor or the governor and the owner of the Bears they're not always the best of friends over some of this stuff. And it's... I never thought we would mess it up this bad as a state. Never.
You didn't?
I mean,
really?
I mean, it's the, how do you lose an NFL team? I mean, do you,
right.
Okay, so that's the big question. Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, I think it might, quite honestly. And now I could be wrong, but the governor and the speaker have said in some press conferences that there will not be a special session. That means we're not going to go back until November. I think it's the third week of November. It's the week after Veterans Day. So the Bears said in a press release something this week that they were going to be making their decision this summer, like within a month. So if we're not offering anything up or even giving them the framework to deal with Arlington Heights or Chicago,
it's over.
This won't get done. So unless we go to a special session, but there's no reason for us to go to a special session unless they're all sitting down together.
Right.
Which, you know, there's this technology called a telephone or Zoom that they could still be having these meetings. They don't have to physically be in Springfield or Chicago.
Yeah, it very much feels like the representatives of this state, or, you know, the majority of them, the super majority of them, could give a damn about whether the Bears are in our state or not, which is completely insane to me. I'm sure for the Chicago mayor to not come up with a plan in 3 years, even though his city enjoys all the tax receipts and all the things that go with that, because of the Bears, you know, and obviously he'll be long gone by the time the Bears actually move, but people won't forget, you know, and it's over. I mean, that's me saying that. Looking at the tea leaves, I would say there's probably, not much of a...
Well, I think our governor and the leaders are trying to call their bluff. And
who, the Bears?
Yeah, and I think they're going to see that they have made a mistake.
Call their bluff? They're not bluffing?
Yeah, call the Bears. Yeah, I don't think they're bluffing either. You don't buy Arlington Heights, you know, the old racetrack, and spend millions of dollars and then clear it and get ready for it with just because you can.
Right. Oh, well, they're going to stay in Chicago. No, they're not. Like, why would they? It's a terrible, terrible, like, Soldier Field is a logistical nightmare. Why the hell anyone ever thought it was a good idea to build the mistake by the lake? I'll never know. But that's what it is. There's no... You have the aquarium. I mean, there's a little bit of parking, but not for a 65,000-seat stadium. I mean, it's crazy. Oh, hey, we'll go to a Bears game and walk for 3 miles, or we'll take a cab, or make sure you bring a knife just in case. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't – and then, like, have you been to Lambeau at all?
No.
You've never been there? Okay. Have you
Why would I go there?
Well, we go there to watch – we go there to watch Bears games, Tony McCombie.
Oh, yeah.
Quite honestly.
Yeah, I could go there to watch a Lions game. Right?
Yeah, I know you're a dirty Detroit Lions fan, whatever. But
that
is a great place to go for a game. I hate to say it out loud, but it's true. They have it's sort of like Wrigleyville, but even better. And they have a whole little area called Titletown, like all about the history. There's awesome sports bars, hotels, everything right there. Like within walking distance, not 3 miles to park walking distance like Chicago, but like 2 block walking distance. And I'll have to check it out. It's not bad. I mean, for a Bears fan to say it, but it's true. And that's the model, or that's the idea that the Bears want to have, is like an area, you know, like, yeah, we got the stadium,
sure,
but then we got all this stuff going on around it. People want to hang out. There's, you know, it, that's what's cool. And
oh yeah,
Soldier Field, I mean, cool stadium, just in a really bad spot. And why?
Well, and they just, yeah, and they talk about Indiana. They're like, well, how can they, you know, I think a question I got yesterday in one of my, you know, well, it's a conservative Republican governor in Indiana. You know, how can they just give these, you know, millions and millions of dollars to the Bears? And I said, well, I'm not sure of all of the particulars there, but they see the economic growth and the billions of dollars they're going to make when it comes here. Yeah. People are going to start businesses. People are going to move there. People mm-hmm. are going to have hotels, restaurants, just like what you're just saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the incentive. And, you know, and there is a way to give incentives. There is a way to level the playing field. Our taxes are number two in the nation now? Are we number one now? No, we're number two, I think, beat New Jersey. We have to give some sort of relief for somebody to come here, because here we are passing another 104th General Assembly, and yet again, there is no property tax reform for us as residential owners or businesses, corporate. There's no property tax reform yet again. This is the end of my 10th year, my fifth General Assembly, and no property tax reform.
There never will be. I was just happy our property taxes only went up a little bit this year versus a lot of it like last year. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I don't even worry about that anymore. I'm just like, we're just going to keep sticking it to us, because that's what they do. And
well, yeah, but I'm trying to sell our house. And one of the things, the guy who's come here twice has said, who's coming from Chicago, he says, well, the property taxes. And I'm thinking, well, dude, what are you doing looking at Illinois for?
Yeah, go a little further. You know, you're almost Iowa if you're in Savannah,
yeah.
Right? So,
yeah.
Speaking of taxes, Dinomite just texted me. He wanted me to ask you about the 25% annual asset tax that is being proposed. Now, what is that exactly? That means you what? Have to pay 25% of your assets every year?
I have no idea. Whatever it is didn't get put in.
Okay. Well, that's good news.
No idea. $55.9 billion. I say it every year, and I've said it for the last 10 years, the largest budget in Illinois history. I think when I came in, it was around $36 billion, and obviously I know there's some inflation there, but before this budget, the governor has put through in his term 57 new taxes and, you know, roughly about $7 billion, which is wild. This budget was kind of interesting, and I never usually hit President Harmon, but he made a statement that something like hardworking Illinoisans will not be taxed. And someone said, what? And he's like, well, humans won't be taxed. And what he's talking about there is Mayor Johnson's great idea for a social media platform fee.
Mm-hmm.
And that's roughly, you know, $200 million. Well, it might be taxing something like in the airwaves, but we as users are the ones who have to pay that tax.
Mm-hmm.
Because Facebook and, you know, Instagram, all those folks are not going to just be like, hey, we'll pay the tax. We'll take money out of our revenues. No, they're going to pass it to us.
Well,
so, and the, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Sorry.
Well, and then the other was fantasy sports. I know there's some of your listeners that play around in that.
Yeah.
Crypto, which I don't understand, but there's a tax on crypto. Prediction markets, there will be a tax. With that, had a question mark for the number even. We don't even know what that number is going to be. So that's what he's saying. Well, they're not humans. Well, yeah, but humans pay the bill.
Yeah.
So
what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
I mean, what? Or we're not taxing humans. I mean, they use the thing, so they do have to pay the tax. But, yeah, it's yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Go back to being Jackie Charles on Seinfeld. So I just looked up this 25% annual asset tax, and it says it probably stems from Senate Bill 3376, the Extremely High Wealth Mark-to-Market Tax Act, which proposes taxing the unrealized gains or paper appreciation of billionaires rather than their total assets. We'll never have a billionaire's tax in this state as long as a billionaire is the governor. I feel pretty safe saying that. But it is funny that when the governor thinks he's going to push people around and he runs into another billionaire, like the owner of the Bears, then he gets a little mud on his face, like, oh, he just didn't do what I told him to do. Why not? I'm a billionaire.
Yeah.
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah, the progressives did not get that in. There's 24, I think, out of 78 in the Progressive Caucus, which is terrifying. Since most of them believe in socialism, and they wanted that. But here's the thing, you know, a billionaire, we have a test case, you know, and they always spout off, you know, a lot of us do, you know, what is the evidence? What's the data? Well, we already see the data and the evidence with Ken Griffin leaving the state of Illinois and taking hundreds of millions of dollars already that would have been spent on our most vulnerable citizens. He left.
Yeah.
He has the.
We lost you there for a second.
If there's a billionaire tax.
You said he left, and then what did you say? We lost you there for a second.
Oh, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Went with him. That pays for our most vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yesterday, a lunch in Chicago, a kind of a fundraising, but a programming for early childhood education. Great. And I met several folks there that are outside of Illinois, 6 months and one day, on purpose for a purpose.
Yeah.
That will just continue.
Mm-hmm.
That will just continue.
Yeah. So when you continue to try to tax educated people, they're going to find ways around that. Well, and the number one way is to just leave or make yourself a non-citizen or, you know, all the rigmarole of that. Back to what you were saying about the social media stuff. Everybody better just get ready. Now, I'm not worried about it because I'm not on social media, but so they're all spending billions of dollars on these data centers, and they're going to start looking for ways to pay that back. And I've said for years, I didn't understand like why Facebook wouldn't just charge $1 a month. Because if you have 2 or 3 billion users like they do, that's $2 or $3 billion a month. And nobody's going to squall too much about a buck. And I mean, it'll probably now be more. It'll probably be $5 a month or whatever. But they're all going to start charging. And then that's where the state will be able to come in and tax that charge. And I'm sure that'll happen.
Right.
And that'll be a nice source of revenue for everybody. For them, anyway.
Do you Snapchat? I bet your kids do.
I don't. They do.
I don't. But a bunch of my friends, it's like one more thing for me to do if I get on. Once in a while, I'll throw some stuff up there personally. But they were saying just yesterday that they got they're going to start charging $29.99 a year for storage. Now that's pretty reasonable compared to a lot of the others. You know, even like chat is like $19.99 a month for to be able to use all of the, you know, the aspects of it. Well, not even all. That's I think the low end. But you're right. They're going to see that revenue from Snapchat, and they're going to tax it. And this social media platform idea came from no other state's doing it. It came from Mayor Johnson, so you know that's a great idea. But it's not so much that there shouldn't be a user fee per se. Because everything costs. I'm not saying that. But the way they have it, it's certainly they're having troubles in Chicago implementing it. Several things that they put in the budget. They actually are not counting it for FY27. They're counting it for FY28 because they think they're going to get constitutional questions on whether or not they can do it. So we're going to have our attorney general be fighting for these things to get more revenue that costs taxpayers rather than just finding ways to grow our population, you know, lower our property taxes, you know, cut our sales tax and our gas tax. I mean, we're not saying we don't need infrastructure, but do we need a 6%+ gas tax? Plus, if you're a city that allows for gas tax, another tax on top of that tax for infrastructure needs because the state keeps shortchanging municipalities and cities. I mean, there is a better way to do this.
Yeah. Well, pretty soon there'll be tax and taxes.
They already are. There's gas. They're taxing the gas tax with the sales tax. And the crap, oh my God, what we asked and what other governors are doing, and this is where our governor is not politically savvy. In Indiana, every month he announces, the governor, well, I'm pausing the gas tax. Every month this guy gets a good political hit. Our governor says, well, I'm going to save you 1.3 cents, which is going to be about $5 for the next 6 months. Hey, thanks for the cup of coffee. I appreciate that, Gov.
Yeah.
But He could have saved on the sales tax, and he could have said it every month. This guy's running for president. He better figure out how to run a political operation. I mean, he said, no, we're not going to pause the sales tax. We're gonna keep that. And rather than put it into the lockbox, which the people spoke, 79% of Illinoisans said, put this into the lockbox, they're going to go ahead and put it into the general revenue fund and spend it the way they want to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And oddly, $150 million, that's $110 million for the HBIS, that is the medical care for legals and non-citizens, and $40 million for welcome centers. There's your $150 million. So our sales tax on our gas tax is paying for illegal.
Hmm.
That's crap.
Yeah. That's like, yeah, that's liquid crap. Yeah. But again, none of this even shocks me anymore because I'm just so, I don't know, used to it. And I feel like a lot of Illinois residents are to where you're just kind of like, shake your head and it's hard to, you know, I don't know. It's just hard to care as much, you know what I mean? Cause you just get so used to it.
And don't you think that's why people are so disenfranchised to vote? Because they're like, what does it matter? Who cares? I'm going to get what I get. I've got, you know, 5 more years. I've got 10 more years to be in this place. Don't care. Let them burn it down. Well, and that's where I just like, dude, I need some help. You know, I'm in the super minority. I need people to care. I need people to push back. I need people to help us expose and oppose bad policy. You know, your voice matters. We saw that with the homeschool bill. We can see it with taxes. You know, we can see it with changes. We offer solutions. Get behind those. Help us. Write letters. Help. You know, and I know people that are especially, you know, independent. You know, they don't want to get involved in all. Or, you know, people that are right center or right left. Just they don't want to put themselves out there. But we need help. Under this map, we need more help than ever.
Yeah. 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 Well, and what you said about Pritzker is in terms of running for president, I think he thinks he's just going to buy it. Or you know, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Kind of like he does
did
governor.
Did you see that? He said if he runs for president, he's not going to pay for it all himself. He's going to start fundraising. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, right. Well, good luck.
Good luck is right.
Yeah.
You know. But there was some good in the budget. I don't want to say... You know, there wasn't good. I don't want to leave your listeners being like, that place sucks.
Well, leave us with some positives here.
Yeah,
quick fire. Let's go. What do you got?
Yeah. Funding for school lunch. The pension payment was made. The education payment was made. There was some bad policy that was sunsetted for a year, so it doesn't go into place yet. Categorical dollars was increased. Higher education ended up receiving what they needed. So there's definitely some things in here that are good, and we can't discount that. But when you take away the good with so much bad, then that's where it becomes a problem.
Well, that's why we finish with talking with the good, Tony McCombie.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I got to tell you, I'm sad about the Bears. I really hope, I don't know, I hope there's some sort of Hail Mary throw that they come together, and I'm not a big one for rooting for the governor or any of those clowns, but... you know, I really didn't want our state to lose them. And I was really, if they went into Arlington Heights, I probably would have got season tickets. But I won't if they're in Indiana just because it's another half hour, 40 minutes away, and it'll be harder to go to games. But I'll still root on the Bears, and I'll always, always hold this against Governor Pritzker in the state of Illinois if we lose them.
Yeah, I will too. I will too. It's embarrassing to think that we might lose the home team.
It is. It is. All right. Well, hey, you keep fighting the good fight. Keep that positive stuff coming. And, you know, I don't know. We just got to keep moving forward, right?
That's right. That's right. Keep fighting the fight.
That's right. Well, keep up the good fight. Don't let them get to you. And keep doing a great job for the people of Illinois. We appreciate you.
Well, and after this positive energy interview, give that puppy of yours a big old hug. It'll feel better. I promise you.
I will. Dogs are good. That's for sure.
That's
even
right.
Ones in Illinois.
Look at this. The Republican leader offering you solutions. Hug that dog. It'll all be good.
So. There you go. That's better than anything I've heard from the other side.
So. All right. Take care.
All right. You too, Tony. Thanks for your time today.
All right. Bye-bye.
There she goes. Tony McCombie, District 89 Representative and Illinois House Minority Leader.